This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin on Monday defended Russia's war in Ukraine as necessary to protect what he called the motherland, as Moscow flexed its military muscle at a huge parade marking the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. Fierce battles raged in eastern Ukraine while Putin made his Victory Day speech against the backdrop of intercontinental ballistic missiles rumbling through Moscow's emblematic Red Square. Putin channeled Russian pride in its World War II triumph to mobilize support for the Ukraine invasion, now in its third month. The conflict is mired in the history between ex-Soviet neighbors Ukraine and Russia, with Putin saying the so-called special military operation in Ukraine is in part to denazify the country. Putin blamed the West and Ukraine for the current conflict, telling the parade that Russia faced an absolutely unacceptable threat and warning of a horror of global war. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his war-ravaged nation it will soon be able to celebrate an additional Victory Day. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Zelensky has released a video address to his people marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II and promising Ukraine will soon have two victory days. We won then and we will win now too, in reference to Russia's war against Ukraine. Zelensky added, "We will never forget what our ancestors did in World War II, when more than 8 million Ukrainians died and every fifth Ukrainian didn't return home. In total, the war claimed at least 50 million lives," he concluded. "We don't say we can repeat." I'm Charles de Ledesma.